I'm standing on a hill on the outskirts of the ancient pilgrimage centre of Santiago de Compostela, surrounded by extraordinary buildings with sweeping curved roofs. Design, says the American architect Peter Eisenman, to look like they've erupted from the ground. But this is no cathedral. It's Galicia's extravagant city of culture. Commissioned and designed in the Spanish boom years, it's now half-built, empty, and four times over its original budget.
It's quite difficult to compare the present times with the times 10, 15 years ago. The bubble related with a huge boom of construction.
Liete Moix is an author who's written about the time when money seemed to be no object and every Spanish region wanted its equivalent of the hugely successful Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao.
But then suddenly the bubble exploded and, well, we are now in our poor condition.
Down in the city centre, the buskers serenade passing visitors, and the regional government is keen to stress that Galicia is not in as much trouble as some. Catalonia has just said it will struggle to provide some basic services without further help. But all the regions are going to have to tighten their belts, as the head of the Galician government, Alberto Núñez Feijó, acknowledges.
Ha cambiado la filosofía en el gasto público español.
The whole philosophy of public spending has changed in Spain, and that includes the regions. We have a firm strategy in place to control public deficit, and in the regions, we all know, it's not time to discuss, it's time to deliver.
You're a good friend of the Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy. He's from this region. Are you confident that this government can sort things out, or is Spain heading for a full sovereign bailout?
I fully trust Spain and the Prime Minister. We will get over these difficult times soon.
But the nature of the Spanish political system makes that more difficult. About an hour up the road on the Atlantic coast from another hill, you can look down on the ocean and a vast, empty new port complex designed to be a petrochemical hub. Eventually, it could make money and create jobs. But at the moment, there are no proper road or rail links, and in times of austerity, few funds to provide them. But how much have local people actually lost?
The funding for this port doesn't come from Galician taxpayers. In this case, the port received funding from the European Union and also from the Spanish state.
Professor Diego Varela from the University of La Coruña says on those terms it's a good project for Galicia. But he admits that there are too many similar schemes around the country. The regions account for nearly 50% of national spending, and now they need to take their share of the cuts.
They are big spending machines because they have the competencies for education and health, but they don't have a corresponding fiscal responsibility. So for them it's always difficult to reduce the spending because they are not responsible for taxation.
Back in Santiago de Compostela, pilgrims and tourists gather in the square outside the medieval cathedral, in this reputed burial place of James, Apostle of Christ. But there's not much expectation here of modern-day economic miracles, just a hope that things won't get much worse. On the back steps of the cathedral, local public sector unions are holding a demonstration. Fernando's a teacher. He says times are really hard, and 20,000 young Galicians have emigrated to the rest of Europe because there are no jobs at home. But it's not just about curbing regional spending. There's the struggling banking system, the property sector in crisis, and a prolonged recession to deal with as well. The Spanish economy is simply out of sync with many of its Eurozone partners. To survive in the single currency, wages will have to come down and services will have to be cut. For Spain's less developed regions, Galicia included, it's going to be a tough adjustment.